With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced he made a deal with most of the House Republicans who derailed a procedural vote on a package of legislation, including three cryptocurrency bills. More from Bernie Bennett.
President Trump wrote on Truth Social Tuesday night, quote, "I'm in the Oval Office with 11 of the 12 congressmen and women necessary to pass the Genius Act, and after a short discussion, they have all agreed to vote tomorrow morning in favor of the rule." The president continued, "Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was at the meeting via telephone and looks forward to taking the vote up as early as possible. I want to thank the congressmen and women for their quick and positive response. Make America great again." The deal followed days of GOP infighting that threatened to stall the president's legislative agenda in the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has until the end of the week to pass a bill that fulfills President Trump's request to cancel $9.4 billion in previously approved spending.
The Friday deadline looms. We're encouraging our Senate partners over there to get the job done and to pass it as is. That's what we did. It reflects the intention and the view of the House. This, in our view, was low-hanging fruit.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaking to reporters before departing for Pittsburgh, President Trump says Russia's deadline to end the war isn't very long.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long, and it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
Mr. President,
you should have asked that same question to Biden. Why did he get us into this war? You should ask that question.
Meanwhile, officials say Russian weapons pounded Ukrainian cities overnight, injuring at least 15 people in an attack that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. Stocks are lower following a better-than-expected update on inflation. The Dow dropping 197 points, the Nasdaq down 131. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reporting that the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. ICC President Jeff King says conservative estimates estimate more than 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity, transforming from a few hundred believers before 1979 to a movement that now dwarfs the regime's own support. ICC also reports tens of thousands of mosques have closed their doors. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Good news for the Trump team. U.S. producer prices unchanged last month as wholesale inflation pressures remained under control. Labor Department says its producer price index unchanged in June from May and up 2.3% from a year earlier. President Trump says he plans to place tariffs of more than 10% on smaller countries, including nations in Africa and the Caribbean. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the nations with goods being taxed at these rates generally do relatively modest levels of trade with the United States. President Trump says he's found a way to remove Fed Chair Jerome Powell, accusing him of mismanaging the central bank's $2.5 billion renovation project. I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.